Let us bow our head for a word of prayer. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings since the beginning of the day, O God. Your blessings in the Sunday school and in the morning service. Thank you, O God, for the abundance, O God, of your presence in our midst, O God. And for the blessings, O God, that you gave to us in corrections, in rebuke, O God, in chastisement. We accept all and we receive them to ourselves, O God. We pray, Father, that all that you have done will be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Just for a little time, Father, we are depending upon you again. We pray that you crown up, O God, the blessings, O God, of today from this little service, O God, that we will go better, O Father, than we came here today in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failure. The sole aim and purpose, O God, of coming to your house is to be more like you, O God. We want to be better than we came here, Father. We pray, dear Lord, that you be gracious to us, O God. We pray, dear Father, that you will give us that assurance, O God. As the time is fleeting, moments are passing, O God. May every man and every woman, O God, have that assurance in their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. While we read your word, Father, we pray that you bless the reading of your word. Help our heart, O God, condition it, Father. For the little time, may you, O God, take away sleep from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Have your way in our lives as we surrender ourselves to you, O God, and the word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. While we are standing, let's turn to St. Luke chapter 8. And we can sit down. St. Luke chapter 8. I'll start reading from verse 40. Alright, God bless you. Said, and it came to pass. Sorry, I will read a little bit lengthy this afternoon so that we can get a clearer picture. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay in a dying. But as he went, the people thronged in, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee and said, thou who touched thee? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Now, why this woman was done, verse 49, why he yet spake, that's Jairus, to bring back his case. There cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made well. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead,
sleepeth, sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he pulled them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but they charged them that they should tell no man what was done. You can please be seated. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his holy word in our hearts, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Once again, you're welcome to this last service of the day, trusting God along the line that it will bless our soul. Amen. Are you under expectation tonight? Abraham said, whatever you expect, that's what you get. If you expect to see gymnastic, you will get it. If you expect to see failure, you will get it. If you expect to see a man full of grammar, you will get it. So whatever you expect, just settle that in your mind. That is what you are going to get. Amen. The message tonight, this afternoon, is only believe. Amen. That's what we have been called to do. Abraham said, all my life, that's what I'm preaching, that you should just believe God. Amen. Our own sense cannot make it. Are you there now? The Bible told us from that Luke chapter 8 and from verse 40, say when the people heard that Jesus was coming to town, please, can you flash that scripture? And I think that is where we used to fail it. We miss it. Because why? I was trying to draw a point last week, Wednesday. We take the servant of God too common. Yes. He says, is it not just pastor? But these are men that labor in prayer and fastings for us. Now, when they heard that Jesus was coming, the people gladly did what? Received him. Not that we are trying to take any honor to ourselves. But, you know, as the prophet will say and the preacher will say, if God has called a man to an office, he will equip that man. And so if you want to be blessed, you must accord that man the honor that he deserves. If not, you will never be blessed. You've got to settle that in your mind. They received him gladly because why? They were waiting for him. Now, this is a particular group. Not everybody will be in that group. I want you to also settle that. Because in every group, there are different kinds. It's just like when the fisherman goes to the fish to, you know, goes to the river to fish, he's going to get a whole lot of multitude of, you know, of creatures in the sea. He's going to get fish, he's going to get crab, but his interest is fish. And that's the way every reviver, you know, you will see all them kinds. Even down, the prophet said, even in Bram's tabernacle, when he preached that message, three kinds of believer, he said, I'm addressing those three class. Yeah. So, they're in every gathering. And when we are saying this like this, it just depends on the side that you are. And that's where you see, brother, if you're under expectation, you will never miss God. Now, Jairus was there, he was expecting. The woman with the issue of blood was there, she was expecting. Now, Baba said, people say, oh, lest I forget, God bless you. I know the brother would not want me to mention his name. The brother that did me a service yesterday, I just felt little. You know, and I was praying, I said, God, little me. I wanted to pay the brother, and he said, no, I have told God something. If I work for a servant of God, I will not receive money. And I said, it's just a small boy like me. He said, no, you cannot just, that is my agreement with God. May God bless you in Jesus' name. You have not done it to me. I want to tell you, you have done it unto God, and God will pay you a millionfold. Now, Jairus was under expectation. But Bible said, though, people call him a secret believer. Yes. He said, and you see, he has had so much of what God has been doing, how that he performed miracle, he healed the sick, he opened the eyes of the blind, those that were lame, he touched them, they are able to walk. And you know, he had been following this man, but still, his church was tying him down. He said, I've come to see something that whenever there is a blessing around the corner, Satan always put barricade. And sometimes the one that he used that is very strong is church. Yes, he used church, what you know before, what your pastor teach you, like my dad used to say. He tell us of my grandfather of blessed memory. He said, my grandfather will always say, Paito, Omu, Emu. And that's what they know, because the pastor was taking palm wine. And so they too will take palm wine. But they didn't have time to read the Bible. You see, that's what they are taught. So if somebody is coming now to tell you that that thing that you are holding on to is not in the Bible, they see you as a fanatic. I warn you, be careful of that people. They are caught. But you know that in that group or that particular man they are warning you of is the one that has got the solution to your problem. Will you not rather just humble yourself before God and follow that man? But it's too difficult many a times. Is it not the same case in George Ikata's story? The parent knew that going to William Bram's meeting will bring that girl out of that bed of TB. But because why? The church has said, if you join, we will excommunicate you. That was the condition of Jairus. They say, if you join yourself to Jesus, this holy roller that is tearing everywhere, we don't want to even see him in our town. One time he come, he met a man possessed with devil. He just scattered everywhere. Did you know how many pig that we lost? So we don't want to see him. We don't want that man. You see? But Bram said, wherever God is not welcome, he, of course, he will not go. He doesn't force himself. But when you welcome him, he will come. He will abide. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, that was the condition that Jairus was. You see? And he has a daughter, as we read, the only daughter he had. And this daughter had taken sick. And like, you know, every normal human being we do. But I'm saying maybe he was said they should take her to, you know, the hospital, you know, and check her up and say, okay, what is it? Is it fever? What is it? Try to get the doctors, okay, and the doctors check, working on her. But they got to a time. Doctor had to be sincere with him and say, Brother Jairus, we have tried all that we know how to try. And this thing is not working. Ah! Jairus at that point, you know, the thing done on him that, is it malaria? Is it, what could it be? You have used all of your, you know, instrument and you cannot give my daughter care. Then what is it? The prophet told us when he gets to that level, what to do. Because these things that we are fighting, they are demons. Sometimes they hide. Demons like to hide, let me tell you. Demons, they like to hide. They don't want to be exposed. Yes, but God, as we used to hear, God is the higher power. He knows all things. They cannot hide from him. Yes, except their time has not come. Look at that man of Gadara. He said, have you come to torment us before our time? But for his sake, Christ came there. That's the way demon, and that's why sometimes in the meeting program we tell people, he say, be careful. When those healings, you know, and deliverance is going on under the sermon, it will say, be careful. That's why when the preacher is telling, especially teach the young children, they should not come and sleep in church. Yes, teach them. They will grow someday if Jesus tarries. When prayer is going on, they should not open their eyes. They are trying to see what will the pastor do. No! Let's teach them. Because those demons, why people are being prayed for, whether they have sickness, the demons are going out. And when they go out like that, they are looking for a place to get into. They don't just go and just, no, they must find another person to possess. May God help us. But sometimes, you know, when we just come carefree, and you know, as the prophet was saying, still in this message, we don't have time for God. We have time for other things. Like Pastor was saying, I'm so bad, but just permit me. And I said it last week, Wednesday. If the preacher has to consecrate himself before he comes to preach, every church worker must consecrate themselves together with the church member. We must all consecrate ourselves. Where are people that used to pray? It's a challenge. Where are people that will pray for the service as this service is going on that God can give the credit to?
It used to be in those days when we were young. We know there used to be a room where people, 5, 3, 10, 20, will put themselves. They will be praying. Yes. But today we don't have that again. Yes. I know what I'm talking about. At least I live to see that. People will go that 30 minutes when some people are in the church, some people are in the room waiting on God, praying. And that is where you will see the manifestation of the gift. We say we are waiting for the 9 spiritual gifts. Is that not so? Yes. But Bible says if Satan can possess a man and use his tongue to speak, God can also possess you that you will speak in other languages. You will speak French. You don't know when you release yourself. Yes. But we don't got the time, including me. It's every one of us. We don't concentrate ourselves enough. We are coming to church. We just come anyhow. Not prepared, no expectation, we just come, that's how we go back the same way. But when we are coming, we come under expectation, under the highest form of reverence. As the prophet said, we will get the result, brother, sister. Mathematics is simple. 2 + 2, 4. God is also simple, that same way. Put him to action, he will give you the same result. I tell you, it's the same way. It's not difficult to assess. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are what? Heavy laden, I will give you rest. Are you labored this afternoon? Come to Christ. And you will find rest to your soul. Except if you are trying to help yourself. You are not relaxing yourself, releasing yourself enough for him to help you. May God have mercy upon us. But Baba say, we don't have time. But we have time to press our phone. Yes, until some people will tell me, I sent you a message now, Bro Joseph, on the WhatsApp, even everywhere. I say sometimes, I don't have time for WhatsApp. I tell you, if you want to get me, if you see that your message 1 hour, I never read that, you better call me. Because I got better things than to do on WhatsApp. I only check WhatsApp when I'm more relaxed. Yes. You see people, you know, we spend time on those things. It's okay. But let's also give time. Give God some time. Like I was saying last week, 24 hours of the day. If it's just 5 minutes that you cut out and say, God, 5 minutes every day, I'm dedicating it for you. Minutes, and God is listening. If pastor is the one calling you, God is higher than pastor. Permit me, sir. At that point, you are not giving any audience. You are connected. God knows that. No, when it comes to quarter after 12, no. When you call this guy, you will not get him. Me and him, we are under communion. But how many people? How many people even fast? Let's ask. He said, no. He said, God put fast on you. Yes, when you tell some people, they give you quota. God put fast on you. Yeah. Yes, God put fast on you, but how do you consecrate yourself? We must build ourselves to that level. Yes. How do we teach our children also? We must teach these children how to fast. Not every time we give them food. Sometimes we have to teach them what, you know, it means to allow us this mouth. The mouth must not dance every time. We have to teach them what it is to be on your knees. Yes. May God help us. Now, if believers like that were not taught or they didn't have, you know, influences they looked up to, how would they assess Christ? But people today, Brabham say people are idle. And that's so bad. Even among believers, so-called, we are idle. Find something to do. Do something. Everybody say, do something. Yes, do something. Don't be idle. Jesus don't have an idle person in his body. So if you see yourself idle, go back to him and pray, God, I want to be doing something. If it is song, help me. I want to sing song. If it is to work on this thing that they are typing, I want to learn it. But Joel, I say that you are the expert. Come and teach me. If you are 80 years, be humble enough to meet him. Yes. Oh, that's what we're saying. I want to learn this thing. I want to be useful in the house of God. I know some people can be, sometimes when we say these things frankly, people get angry. When the preacher was saying the other day, yes, your financial standing might be so tight. We need generator in the church. But you cannot give money. Pray. Are you a believer? What do we say? Pray. God touch somebody. You say, if God will do something, he went a time,
He said that they should go and open the mouth of a fish. He will use somebody. Money will not just fall from heaven. He will use a vessel. If you cannot give, pray. At least pray. If you cannot even pray for yourself, pray that God should bless me. I will give it. One person alone, he said, no, it's good enough to buy the generator. Now, from the message, the oneness of unity, I want to draw our attention to something. People that believe God and take God at his word. We're conversing with this doctor that the prophet used to talk about, Sam Adaya. I love that man. Do you know that God gave that man his clinic in a service? God bless you. Now, oneness of unity, 164 or 165. Now, Brother Brown said, my ministry is to witness the evidence. Oh, all right, God bless you. It's to witness the evidence of Jesus Christ raised from the dead. Do you believe that? And he's been doing that. He's done that. Now, some of you thought it was mental telepathy. You wrote your letters in today and you said so. Last night, I took the people that had the prayer cards and turned them away. Alright, this thing has just gone off. Okay. And just got the ones without prayer cards. Friend, let me say to you as a servant of Christ, yes, it's Jean and Leo, my bosom friend. Yes, Dr. Vail, my son, Billy. There is Brother Sotman, the Canadian manager. Brother Norman, the one that has got the meetings up. Many men, they are here. Call my city. Call the mayor of the city. Call the judge. Call the police force. Now, this is where I'm going to. Call Sam Adaya, the greatest doctor in the South. God has still got those people. But they are humble. They don't shout. Awata Lowola Bank Pariwoju. It's too bad. You just get 5 million. Nobody will hear word again. The biggest doctor in the South, the big clinic. Ask them what kind and what visions take place. Ask them if it is the truth. Now, call Dr. Sam Adaya tonight. Ask him what he does when he gets in a hard place. As a doctor, yes, medical people are here. Sometimes they get to the road, they are doing, and they see that, "Kai, there's no way this man will die." They know. But because they are trained, they will just come out and tell you, "We are managing the case." Well, Ronnie, the fellow is God. Now, call him, ask him what he does when he gets in a hard place. He come up to my house. Are you there now? He gets down on his knees and there he lays as a medical doctor. Lays before God, he and who? I. Then who is you? Who is me? You got problem. You think you can do it by yourself? Take it up to God in prayer. Come and see the pastor. All this time, pastor, pray for me. If it's fast, let us enter fast. Because this one, I know, say, the prayer I'll be doing is not working. I need you to assist me. But sometimes we want to do it ourselves, right? But this is a medical doctor that own what? The largest clinic in the South. Now, and ask him if ever one time it has failed when he brought those cases to the prophet. Both of them, they will kneel down in his house, praying and asking God, reveal this thing. I know, say, Satan is hiding here. This one is Satan. He likes to hide sometimes. But he's got to be exposed. Okay, when God revealed, the prophet will tell him, oh, let's just go. Ask him if ever one time he failed. Call him at my own expense. Are you there now? You can call him. I will pay. Toba where? Womoto from Nigeria. And go to the America. Ask him. I will pay it. That is how sure the prophet was. Dr. Sam Adaya, he runs a big clinic there. Now, you ask him how he ever got that clinic there. Are you there? When he was up at my house crying, and he said the city needs a clinic, and I told him right where it will be built, and he will build it. I said, you can't buy that. Okay. Said, you can't buy that place. Said, 25 years from now, it is in the court in Boston. I said, thus said the Lord, it will be yours 24 hours. Not 25 years. Are you there? Let's take it again. 169. Dr. Sam Adaya runs a big clinic there. Ask him how he ever, now these things are in accounts. You can go and check for yourself. How he ever got the clinic there when he was up at my house crying and telling me this city needs a clinic. That's why I was preaching the other day. Not everybody will be a teacher. Some persons has to be a doctor. God is looking for Christian doctor. Not the one that is looking for money. There are still those kind. That their heart is yearning the way that when you're cool, Lord, we must do something. And God see that man is sincere. God will bless him. That's what we are talking about. God is looking for mechanics that will be sincere. The way people's car are getting bad. Give me a key. Let me know how to handle their car. Yes. If you can just give me that key, give me a workshop, I am fine. You think God will not bless that man? That's what we are talking about. Now, if those people out there can get these things, brother, sister, we, that God has given us abundance of it, we are suffering. Wake up. We have slept too much. It is time that we do what? Wake up. Let us ask God for those things that he promised us. Now, Sam Adaya runs a big clinic. Ask him how he ever got the clinic there when he was up there at my house crying. Said, the city needs a clinic. I told him right where it will be built. Ologwevu, power line. That is where you will build that thing. I'm just using that now for example. Now, you can ask the pastor and ask the rest of the minister how they got this place. It didn't just start from one day. Or they just woke up and we got this building like this. No. Old timers, you know how we got this thing. You know how I got here. It was something perhaps God was walking through a man and the thing was pushing, was grinding, and God began to build a vision and he began to walk towards it and there's something like this. Amen. Amen. That is why we are creators, brother, sister. Yes, we are creators. It just depends on how you surrender yourself to God. How your faith can be available for God to use. Now, I told him where it will be built and he will build it. Now, said, you can't buy that place. Said, 25 years from now, it is in court in Boston. I said, now, Sam Adaya, thus said the Lord, it will be yours before what? 24 hours. I said, you will have a clinic there. Will be made out of red bricks. Begin to tell him, you will have a sign at the door. This is not ordinary man. Remember, friends. You will have a sign at the door and so forth like that. And he said, Billy, I wouldn't doubt you for what? Nothing. Because why? This is the man that has sat with him in prayer. They have prayed together for cancer when they could not get away. And when he get back to the operation room, he saw the thing vanish. He knew that this was not book. He know this is God. Now, I said, the Lord has given it to you, doctor. Call him tonight. Ask him what taking place. The next morning, he called me. He said, I am freezing to death. What do you call God, brother, sister? There is no impossibility with our God. They just called me and something happened last night. It was relating to the prophet. He said, and we bought the place already less than 24 hours. Are you a believer, church? Ask about cases that they sent up there with cancer. Eat up. No hope at all. We pray over him. They run me out at the hospital. We go into the room, shut the door. This is a believer's clinic. We are waiting for more, brother, sister. Let us wake up, church. How many of us are sleeping? Only believe all things are possible. Now you can keep that when you go to your home, go read the rest. Jairus, that was his condition also.
This church had told him the days of miracle is past. There is no such a thing as divine healing. And he saw Jesus. He said, I will go to his crusade though. Doctor has told me that my girl is dying. There is no hope for me. Now, Jairus was thinking, how was he going to break the news to his wife? Now, the message only believe, paragraph 31, preach 1960, I think. Baba said, now, Jairus, he had a need of Jesus. Now, when the doctor had told him, and he was thinking how he was going to tell the wife that this, our daughter, is going to die. You know that when you get to reality of life, nobody will tell you, you'll be desperate. He said, what is the problem of your child? He said, nah, hypertension. He said, I've been a cancer. He said, small pikin, they get cancer. He said, cancer of the colon. No. He said, how? He said, demon. Demon no fear anybody. He doesn't fear pastor. He doesn't fear imam. He doesn't fear small boy or baby. They don't even pity. You see small baby as something, you see demon, oh my, a big lump hanging like that. Satan is very terrible. He's a wicked fellow. And yeah, God has sent his servant, commissioned his church to go cast out those demons. But people are here blocking it with unbelief and say, Kudle Shele. We had it a few Sundays ago. They say, okay, God can come into the heart of man. He says it's not possible. Is it difficult for Daniel to dream? To see that vision of Nebuchadnezzar, was it a difficult thing for God to do? Joseph, look at his life story. Was it difficult for God to bring him out from prison house to make him a prime minister? Oh, what do you call God, brother, sister? It's just because why? Many times we limit ourselves and we stay on the low place. We are looking at murmuring. We are looking at complaining. Get out of that level. I tell you, get out of those levels. Whether they talk good about you, they don't talk good about you. It careless, brother, sister. What you know, you are certain that God has got your back. And that should be okay for you. May God help us. Now, Jairus, Reverend was thinking, he was going to break the news to his wife. That, okay, you see this Jesus of Nazareth, I'll be going to his church. And the wife said, I know. He said, you know? He said, yes, I know. When I was doing the laundry, I saw the pieces of notes. Some of you come to church, you don't even carry jotter. And the people that carry jotter, you will be condemning them and say, Kilonko, what is your business? The man that is writing something, leave him alone. God is dealing with it. You say, oh, may God have mercy. You see how Satan used to just deprive people? Leave him, even though he's a 2-year-old child. And he's writing something. Don't leave him alone. One day, he will use that book. God can just flash him back. Yes. But you come to church, you think, say, your brain, na computer, be? You will forget it. Even computer itself, if you don't store it, you will lose the information. But you think that you come to church every day. Now, they even make it easy for us. They record it. They still send it on WhatsApp. Do you replay? Yeah. We don't replay now. Do we replay? No, we don't replay. She said, I saw your note. He said, you saw those notes. He said, I know you'll be going to Jesus Revival. He said, you see, that's our church. I think we will not go to that church again. Because those priests, they don't believe in divine healing. This, our daughter, is dying. She's going and they cannot help us. He said, okay. Have you tried the doctor? What is the doctor say? He said, the doctor says she's going. He said, are you sure? Okay, maybe we should try another doctor. And when they try another doctor, he said, this case is an hopeless case. You know, at that point, desperation must set in. He said, okay, I must see Jesus. I must see him anywhere he is. Jesus alone is the one that can help me. Amen. Are we believers, brother, sister? If we can get to that level that, I know that Jesus alone is the one that can help me. And Jairus say, I must get to him. And you know, they begin to tell him, okay, have you tried Dr. So-so and so? And one of the church members or one of the doctors say, have you tried Dr. Luke? And the church one, he say, Luke is a fanatic. He was with us. He had gone and joined himself with Jesus. That's why he no get sense again. You know, they see customer. You won't go meet Luke. You know, go see where.
He said, okay, let me even try. If I manage to see Luke. And he went to meet Dr. Luke. And Luke began to tell him about Christ. He said, you know him? In the way of his resurrection, in the way of healing and the rest of it. He said, yes. Do you remember one time I was sitting with him? And he mentioned something. I heard him say, he called a man. He said this. Never seen the man. And I began to look. This man, I've never seen this man. How did he know his name? God is beginning to get his attention. Yeah, beginning to call him. And Jairus will say, okay, I want to see this man. And if you follow the Bible account, it was in that same church or that same revival that this woman had issue for 12 years. Now, Jairus also have a daughter, 12 years, that was also sick and even dead. See how God was working on both sides. Now, the woman, Jairus would have said, I know you, auntie, somewhere. But I said, I don't see you for our church. You said, don't leave that church. He said, I don't leave that church. They deceive us for that church. I don't leave that church. He said, hey, you leave that church. Why? They begin to converse. God was drawing their attention. And Jairus was watching her. He said, see, this is my problem. But I know if I meet that man, in her heart, she has settled it. That faith was anchored in her heart. If I can but just touch the hem of his garment. The brother said, Jairus would have been watching. Let me see how she's going to do it. This big crowd. Auntie, how do you want to do? She said, don't worry. She just went down on her knee. I began to crawl. Follow under their leg. Just the fine way. Until she got there. Jesus didn't know. Remember, he didn't know. It was 100% man, 100% God. But when something touched his spirit, he knew something had left him. When you touch my clothes ordinarily, I might not even feel it. That is why, Oman, why is he? Kanji phone from the pocket. You will know. Something like that. But what virtue is in touching clothes, brother, sister? Ask yourself. You touch clothes, which virtue is there? But it was settled in her heart that this man, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, this blood, it don't finish. And according to her faith, that was how it was to her. Then why can't we believe, brother, sister? Why can't we take God at his word? Why are we looking for big things? Remember, God is not so hard. But we make him so hard to assess. It's not so hard. Today, he has commissioned men. Amen? Yes, he has commissioned men that is walking through. Then why are we finding it difficult? Why are we suffering in the midst of plenty? That statement that's been going on for a while now. Why are we suffering? Take your burdens to God. Take it a step higher. Yes, that's what I'm calling us to this afternoon. Let us take it a step higher. Be like Moses' father and mother, Amram and Jochebed. But Bible said it was in that time of trouble. Don't you see that is how God likes to walk? It was in the time where the children were suffering. God were waiting. He was waiting for people that would take him at his word. Little did that family know that it was through them that God was going to raise that deliverer. They went up when every other family perhaps would be sleeping. He said, okay. The way they flog us like this. Oh, miserable sympathizers. Maybe a wife will say, my dear husband, I'm very sorry. After I help him put everything, spirit, iodine, he will lay him to sleep, pamper him. But this Amram, after those weep, he still goes upstairs and pray. Fight it that God, no, we cannot suffer like this. We cannot. You have got to do something. As if God was not watching. God knows all things. But he has an appointed time for everything, brother. That's why we should never be in an hurry. Let's just follow God the way he leads. Amen. He's the master of all circumstances. He might look as though Satan is gaining upper hand, brother. But he can never gain upper hand. Is that not the case when he was on the sea, on the way to that maniac of Gadara? Satan said, today we will drown this ship, we will sink him. This ship, we will sink it. Chebi, you are going scattering our kingdom. Today, we will sink it. And they thought they could just. And when they call his attention, master, don't you care we perish? And he just go, what's going on here? Peace, be still. And every of those storms just... That's the God we serve, brother, sister. He's the master of circumstance. Now, let me give you one secret. Let me give you one secret that I've tested and it has worked. If you are in the midst of challenge, hear this now. It's a secret I'm giving you. If you are in the midst of challenge and the thing seems is busting, see, just set still. Do you hear what I say? That's the solution. Just set still. Do as if nothing did happen. Just be yourself. Set still. I tell you, less than 24 hours, that thing can be solved. But sometimes, when we just... We had it this morning. It shows that something has no anchor when you even act that way. But when the winds are blustering and just you be calm, I tell you, you will override all those, you know, all those storms. That's the way Christ was. He was never taking, nothing take him unaware. Oh, sure. He was master of all circumstances. Now, all hope was gone for Jairus. And yeah, he was watching that lady say, okay. She touched the hem of his garment and I saw her face brighten up. Something has happened to her. Let me too go and try my own. He didn't do like those people in the meeting of the prophets that they say, this man is using mental telepathy. Let me write tuberculosis, cancer. They receive it now. Is that not so? They receive it. Sure. They say, okay, let it seem as if this man is the read mind of the people. People don't fear God. Sometimes when they see God under the move, under anointing, they think that the minister is just using gymnastics. No, he's just trying to get the people. They don't believe that sometimes God works in mysterious ways. And sometimes God himself can enter a human being. That was what he did in our day through the ministry of the prophet. It was God himself. Do you think it was natural man that turned his back and he was designing the people? No. It was God again. That same Christ in the house of Abraham. It was that same ministry. But today people find it so difficult to believe. Why are you finding it difficult to believe? Are you still within two opinions, right or wrong? Are you still following the preaching in the internet? You will see plenty. I tell you, you will see plenty that are full of grammar that if you are not careful, they will sway you away because they've got great swelling words. Yes, but God is not in all those big words. He's in a still small voice, brother, sister. It's this small voice. I will send Elijah the prophet. And he has done that. He has done fulfilling it. Then what are we looking for again? May God help us. Now, Jairus, he went to him. And why this woman, you know, her case was gone. Jesus said, I felt that virtue is gone out of me. Who touched me? And the woman saw that, my case, I cannot hide it. We are all Bible students, we're ready. She came and said everything as it was. 12 years, I've been going from doctor's door to doctor's door, and they could not help me. Yes, it is not every case that doctor can solve. There are some, Christ allow it, that in our church we go solve them. Yes, yes, there are some, he wants you to bring it to the church. And Jairus came. He said, you know, the woman said, you know, put all the case. I've gone from doctor to doctor and said, well, according to your faith, be it unto you. And that was all. The 12 years issue was over at that service, brother, sister. Because why? She was a believer. Now, Jairus was also a believer. But Bible said, but people call him a secret one. No, he was a believer. Because he went and he met Christ. And while he was, you know, putting his own case, the people from his house came. And the church people say, Oga, Ogbeni, don't trouble this man. Your daughter is dead. We have even embalmed her. And you know what that thing can do? It can put fear. This was a man that was already acting on faith. Jesus turned to him and said, fear not. Jairus, fear not. Don't listen to what they are saying. Yes, it might be that the doctors have given you hope. The Didn't you see what we read from the life of a believer, Dr. Sam Adaya? Baba said when he gets to the hard places, like the case of this Jairus daughter, yes, there are some that medical instruments cannot see. But what do we do at that point? We take it a step higher. We go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we don't want our daughter to die. But if it is your will for her to die, let your will be done. And they take it higher. He said, Jairus, fear not. Believe only, and she shall be what? She shall be made whole. That's all Christ is calling us. And he went home. Christ went with him. They went to the house. Of a truth, the girl had died. When they got to the house, miserable sympathizers were there crying. Oh, you know how people can, you know, be so emotional. Crying. And Christ looked and they said, these are a bunch of unbelievers. Put all these people outside. I cannot walk with these people. Where there is unbelief, Jesus cannot walk. And that's the same way every of his representatives, where there is unbelief, he cannot walk. Go and read your Bible. In many places, Jesus could not do mighty work because of their unbelief. Yes. But it comes to those that believe him and accept him and take him at his word. And Jesus, look, cast all these people out. Save Peter, James, and John. He said, okay, come in. Let's go in with me to the house. And he looked, he said, the damsel is not dead. She sleepeth. Now, you read your Bible. Now, give us the next verse. The Bible said, these people that were crying, people that were crying, all of a sudden, the chapter changed. They began to laugh. Shall we tell you, this man is a madman. How will he say this girl is sleeping? This girl, we know that she's dead. And they laugh him to scorn. Knowing that what? She was dead. But what did he say? Next verse, brother. But he put them all out and took her by the hand, saying what? Maid, arise. What is your condition, brother, sister? Let's rise to our feet. Only believe, all things are possible. Give me Hebrews chapter 3 from verse 1. Yeah, I think so. With mouth, confession is made. Is it Hebrews 3 now? Let me get that. Oh, Hebrews 10, right? Is it Romans 10? Okay, yeah, the place I'm trying to get is Hebrews, but yeah. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with what? With mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Do you believe God? The Bible says our body will obey what? Our confession. When you begin to say, I am sick, you watch it. Sickness begins to over your body. When you say, I am well, I am fine, you watch it. Your body obey your confession. Whatever you speak to yourself, that is what your body obey. For the next 10 minutes, brother, sister, I want you to begin to speak to yourself. Talk to your God. Whatever you use your mouth to say, that is what your body responds to. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. I am not a failure. I am a success. No matter your background, brother, sister, it doesn't mean your eternal destination. What God has determined for you will surely come to pass. Oh my, I wish I get that. Only believe, all things are possible. Whatever you confess, brother, sister, that's what will be done to you.
Whatever situation you are going through right now, you just speak that word of faith. Don't be negative, brother, sister. Our God is a God that specializes in things that men say they are impossible. You confess positive things to yourself. I don't know if it's the psalmist. I think it was in the psalmist that say, I will speak into my morning. Every day, brother, sister, when you wake up out of your bed, you can tell God how you want the day to go for you. Yes, you can command your morning. Speak, Lord, this and this and this and this is what I want you to do for me. This and this and this way is what I want you to do upon this case. And God will honor that confession. Oh, trying to get that now, Lord. I can't get it. You can go to your home, brother, sister. Begin to confess him. When you read your Bible, confess those scriptures to yourself. Say, is any sick among you? Let it sing psalms. Those songs are inspired. The Bible, holy men wrote them as they were moved by the Spirit of God. God at his word. He said they shall lay their hand on the sick and they shall recover. He said if two of you shall agree as touching anything, it shall be established. Husband and wife, upon any case, once your heart is right with God. Except if there is sin there. And if there is, you clear it. If it's a family case, hold one another's hand in agreement and stand on the word of God. Call God to action. An example is Sam Adiah and the prophets we have just seen. What is that case, brother? Confess it before God. Speak faith. Tell God. I've been hearing this thing preached. I've been seeing this thing in the sermon. I want to see it in my life. Help me, oh God. I believe your word. Your word is here and amen. Now while the song is going, only believe. Now there was something the prophet did in this service when he took this same message. About how many years now? Maybe close to 100 years. And I think if I repeat the same, I will not be out of place. Now the prophet said, how many of you believe God right now? Are there believers this afternoon? You believe God and you want to take him at his word. Why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed? Everybody is speaking to his maker. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever? And you want to do something for God.
You are telling him, God, I don't want to be idle. I want to do something. If it is to pray, I want to pray. If it's to fast, I want to be the one fasting. Help me, Lord. If there should be a knot, I want to be the one. If there's someone going out evangelizing, crying for the souls out there, I want to be the one. There's something to be done in the church. I want to be the one. I don't want to be left out. Help me, Lord. I don't want to be confessing negative every time. I don't have. That should stop right now, brother, sister. Be positive. I'm challenging your faith tonight, or this afternoon rather. Confess positive. Don't be negative always. When others are saying there's a casting down, what should we, the children of God, say? There is a lifting up. Yes, that should be our testimony. You say, but Joseph, you are lying. You don't have any money in your account. I am not lying. I'm just exercising my faith. Papa said, that time I got my stomach ulcer. I was holding my stomach and people asked me, how are you feeling, Billy? He said, I'm feeling mightily good. He said, then they say, you are lying. I say, I am not lying. I'm only exercising my faith. What is that trouble? Is this sickness? Somewhere, the power of God is here to deliver. The power of God is here to set free, brother. Is it financial condition that is your own? And your family, perhaps, you have gotten a name to yourself. Everybody know you. Oh, brother, sister, get out of that condition. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us be positive. Now, Brabham said, it is time to rise on the scene. It is time to believe with all of your hearts. Do you believe it now? How many will accept him as your healer this hour? You are sick in your body? Why? I just read this, brother. You just key into your own case. Are you sick? Accept him as your healer. He's crossed the building back and forth, in and out, forward and backward, believing it. Do you believe with all your hearts? Do you believe with all your feet? All your faith that you can. Now, if you believe, stand to your feet in the name of Jesus and receive your healing. If you are sick and you are a believer tonight, stand up to your feet. Say, I am healed. Be like old John Ryan. When you go out of this meeting, go and testify. Say, I am healed. The people ask you, but you are lying. Say, I am not lying. The preacher told me, I am healed. God, under the anointing, said, I am healed. And I believe it. And I am healed. So shall it be unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, while we are all on our feet, aside those on the altar, Brabham said, congregation, I want you to repeat this after me. Lord, I believe you that you are the Son of God. I renounce my unbelief. I accept you as my Savior. I accept you as my healer. I accept you as my King. I believe you now, Lord. From henceforth, my testimony shall never be negative. I will praise you in the name of Jesus. Now raise up your hand and praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him. Let's praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lamb for sinners. Let you just believe God as you go back to your seat, as you go back to your home. Just give, you know, giving God praise, testifying of what he has done for you. For his blood can wash away his debt. Oh, let us praise him. Ah, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. So shall it be unto you according to your faith, brother, sister. This is a call to action. Let's wake up from our slumberness. For sinners.
Father, we just want to thank you. Lord, since we came in here since morning, you have never ceased from blessing us. We thank you for the Sunday school. We thank you for the little time on his stroke afternoon. Thank you for afternoon stroke evening. All together, the blessings we have received, may they be permanent in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, 10 lepers came unto you. You didn't touch them. You say, go. I give testimony to the people. I do as Moses has commanded. They obey your word or their way going. They were cleansed. Heavenly Father, whatsoever might be our needs that we have accepted, O God, that you have answered us this afternoon, may it be so unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. Take us home safely. We pray for students, especially those writing their exams. May they write and write well and pass and pass well. Lord, whatsoever you are giving unto us as a means of livelihood, Lord, those who buy and sell, the businessmen, the business women, the workers, Lord, the travelers, those at home, Lord, may your unfailing presence be with us throughout the week, Lord. If it be pleasing unto you, we see be here by Wednesday. If you have not called us home, Father, may we gather your name again. May our gathering be a blessing seal. In all the nations of the world that have gathered around the message of the hour today, thank you for the blessings the message has brought to us. May they be permanent in our lives. Thank you for adding unto us rapturing faith, preparing us, making us ready for that glorious rapture that lays ahead. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. I was saying in the morning, I forgot a message, but Mafido sent me, traveled to Benin, had he asked me to greet the church for him. Sometime, if I'm going to preach, I used to be carried away by what I meditate upon. I do forget those things. God bless you. I pray for him that when he shall be coming, the Lord will bring him safely. We also have had the pleasure to announce to you on Sunday, somebody will be coming from Lagos to preach to us. And one of us will be going to Lagos to preach to them. I don't know how it happened. It was not mechanically planned. I believe it was divine plan by God. I don't know. Is it this Sunday you are going? This Sunday. Her brother will be going to preach in Lagos on Sunday. Somebody will be coming from that same church to preach to us on Sunday. And they were differently planned. Amen? So pray for our brother as he go to Lagos. Pray for the brother coming from Lagos. That he will be a blessing to them. And the brother will be a blessing to us. Amen? I believe in working together. Oh my. May God help us. If we have the same spirit, I don't see what stop us from working together. You know, when Ahamba was here, sometimes he will come and preach here, and you go and preach in his church. That is what I believe. That, what do you call it? That Easter joint meeting that was secretly killed. Till tomorrow is still paining my heart. It is good for brethren to dwell together. Oh, brothers and sisters, may God help us. Examine the kind of spirit that is in you. Any spirit that doesn't work for the unity of the bride is a questionable spirit. May God help us. And finally, I was telling Brother Johnson in the afternoon, this grandchildren are coming fast. Elijah has given birth to a bouncy baby boy. I wanted to announce it in the morning, but it escaped me. God bless you. So more of it. Bring them in.
Bring them in. Keep bringing them in. There is room for all. As long as you allow them to be brought in, the Lord will take care of them. God bless you. I say God bless you. God willing, see you on Wednesday. Alright? Amen? Oh man. Are we all happy? God bless you. If we cannot be happy in the presence of God. Brother Abraham said, Brother Femi, have a portion of the Spirit. Brother Sam, have a portion. Brother Ayodele, have a portion. Brother Joshua, have a portion. Brother Joseph, have a portion. Brother Matthew, have a portion. Brother Stevie, have a portion. Brother, every one of us have small portion. When we come together, he said, it becomes the full pillar of fire. How can you be in the presence of God and you are not happy? May God help us. One thing that surprised me this morning, in Sunday school, some people were sleeping. Sunday school. Oh, Sulale Anoni. You don't notice the devil cheating you when you are sleeping in church? May God deliver you from that thing. God bless you. I say God bless. Let's sing that thing. Let's take the name of Jesus we talk. That's the name that is above all other names. Hymn number 222. Can you project it? Let us go now. Oh, take the name of Jesus. We do. Child of sorrow and of woe. Shall I call for thee? Take it and wherever you go. Precious name. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, how sweet. Oh, for God. Joy of heaven. Oh, precious name.
Precious name.
Oh, how sweet. Oh, for God. Around you, God, what do you do? Bring that holy name, precious name, precious name.